May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I know Romans is great, but I stuck with the gospel because it gives us an idea that the two kinds or the two parts or the two ways human beings can be. And Jesus starts off, he says, to what shall I compare this generation? And he says, it's like children sitting in marketplaces, which right off the bat kind of gives us a clue that Jesus is being gentle even in his critique. He says, it's like children. So with children, you have to teach them. With children, you have to take time, be patient, and just draw the goodness out of them. But it does take time. And he says, it's like children sitting in marketplaces calling to one another. And here it starts. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. And another group. Well, we wailed and you did not mourn with us. Complaining all the time. Two factions. Not really loving or respecting the other's life, the other's problems, the other's stresses and strains. Very, like, obstinate children who just, they don't care. They don't want to listen. But with children, as we know, they grow up. With adults, we're supposed to grow up. And then he gives the perfect example. And here it is, adults. And most of them, priests. When John came, he didn't eat or drink. And what did they do? They complained. They said he was a demon because he didn't eat or drink. And then we've got Jesus Christ. He said, the Son of Man came, eating and drinking. Were they happy? No. They were still complaining because what did they say? Well, he's a glutton and a drunk. And God forbid, he's a friend of sinners. Well, there's not much else around. And it's a darn good thing that Jesus is our friend, because we are sinners. And of course, they added tax collectors, because tax collectors were the worst of the worst. We can choose to be loving. We can choose to be argumentative, aloof, not caring, not supportive, just plain grumpy. And then Jesus says, yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Being wise does not always win the popular vote. Being wise, the outcome is what counts. Jesus' holy outcome of wisdom is what wins in the end. No matter what happens on earth, because God's will isn't always accomplished because of sin, because of the devil. But in the end, God will triumph. We don't have to fear at all. None of what goes on earth, the sin, the destruction, the hate, the evil, just the backbiting, all the negativity, none of that goes on in heaven in the presence of God. Jesus' wisdom, his revealing of the true nature of God Almighty, that's what wins out. And then the next we find Jesus says, he actually thanks God, which kind of shows an intimate relationship. He thanks God. He says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Let's think about that. What do we think that means? How would we describe, or how would we define an infant? What does that mean? An infant is always vulnerable, never judging, always reaching out in innocence, needy, at risk, always forgiving the, let's say, imperfections of the parent. Infants look to please. That's what we want to be like. What does Jesus say? Infants, children will enter into the kingdom of heaven because they trust in God, like infants trust in their parents rather than themselves because they can't do for themselves. It's the same for us. And then we have a little bit more of a hint of the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. He says, all things have been handed over to me by God the Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Son chooses to reveal. That's us. Because we're here. Are we perfect? No. Do we make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Are we sinners? Yes. Sometimes worse than others. It goes up and down. But we're here trying to know and to learn and to love our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit more than ourselves. We're learning actually how to be children, how to be infants of our God, trusting in Him, not ourselves, because we really can't do it on our own. And then comes the comfort. He says, come to me, all that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Anybody ever feel like giving up? Ever feel like the stress and the overwhelming strains of life have gotten to us? Anybody ever have a bad day? Okay, good. More hands, that's good. Bad month? Bad year? That's because, and I'm the same way. I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching to me. Trusting in God is what will give us peace. Not an easy thing to do. But if we keep on putting one foot in front of another, even if our prayer time it only lasts for 5 or 10 seconds, that's a start, and Jesus knows that we're trying with our whole heart to put Him first. And He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. When we think of a yoke, I don't know about you guys, but all of a sudden I think of these big oxen, and they're all heavy and weighed down by this huge, huge, heavy yoke that probably has splinters and probably hurts and is probably overwhelming just trying to follow the drudgery of their life. But Jesus tells us, I'm gentle. I'm humble. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. That's because Jesus' yoke is love. Jesus' burden is love. So He invites us into Himself. Jesus Christ invites us into His family. Close, personal, intimate, gentle, humble, forgiving, and loving. We are invited into our Creator's family through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's Jesus that makes God accessible. So, we can choose to be obstinate, and sometimes I think all of us can be, or we can choose to be infants, trying to yield to God, trying to trust in God, trying to believe and being faithful to Jesus, our Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts and our desires, our fears, our worries, our stresses and strains better than we do. We ask that we can just sit back for just a moment, relax within your loving arms. Let us feel your strength, your presence, your humbleness, your gentleness, and your faithfulness in our lives. Help us to know that you hold our hands each and every moment of every day. We ask that you guide us and lead us, and we thank you for the fact that you love us and have given us the gift of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.